Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Experience on this 8th day of February 2021, the day after the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is in the books. The NFL season for 2020/2021 is in the books. And I don't know about you, Rookie, but I was completely taken by surprise by the performance last night on both sides. Both by Kansas City and how inept they were on offense, and both and by Tampa Bay and how they dominated really this football game from, I'd say, after, you know, they went three and out in their opening possession, and then after that it was all Tampa.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, 31-9, Tampa Bay cruised. Kansas City wasn't even in it. They didn't score a touchdown. Are you kidding me? You know, we kind of knew Todd Bowles, we kind of thought Todd Bowles' defense would get after Patrick Mahomes and that banged-up offensive line. But I didn't think that they'd have the kind of success that they did. 29 pressures, that's the Super Bowl record of Patrick Mahomes. 3 sacks, double-digit knockdowns. He was running for his life. We talked about it on the Bill and Rookie Experience. They tracked Patrick Mahomes. He scrambled like 497 yards in the Super Bowl, trying to dodge Tampa Bay defenders.
That's incredible. And I tweeted out how I looked. I thought I was watching Fran Tarkenton out there, and I felt old as soon as I typed that. But, you know, really, when you think about scramblers, that Fran Tarkenton was the ultimate scrambler, and that's what Pat Mahomes had to do last night. And, you know, there was a couple of those throws that he made off scrambles that probably should have been caught that weren't. That would have made those even more incredible.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Travis Kelce, I forget what his numbers were last night. He had like 10 catches, over 100 yards receiving. But he had like 2 or 3 drops. He got off to a very slow start.
Yeah.
You know, Tampa Bay did a good job taking Tyreek Hill out of it. But even if they make those catches, they weren't going to be in this ball game. It was Tampa Bay was just too much.
Though, did it feel like to you that Kansas City was going to make a run?
They did not.
It did not.
And because of all the pressures and the trouble that Mahomes was having getting free, and you know, he wasn't able to set up in the pocket.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like there was a snap of the ball, and then it was straight into Fran Tarkenton mode. and I did not think they were coming back. They were just too devastated on the offensive line, and the pressure was just too great.
Well, I got to be honest, even at 31-9 toward the end of the third quarter, because of what we saw last year in the Super Bowl, when all of a sudden they flipped the switch and changed the outcome of that game, I was thinking, okay, score a touchdown, 2-point conversion, it's now 31-17, 2 more TDs in the fourth quarter, we're tied, we're going to overtime.
Yeah.
But it did not materialize, obviously.
No, at that point, I was just begging for garbage touchdowns by Kansas City, or maybe even a pick six by Tampa Bay, take it the other way, points to get it over, to get the over for a different podcast that we could talk about at another time. I was rooting for the over, and they never came. No, on the opposite side, talking about Tom Brady, his legend just continues to grow as if it wasn't big enough already. Becomes the first quarterback to take his team to the Super Bowl in their home stadium. Then on top of it, they win it. He wins his 7th Super Bowl ring, his 5th MVP. He wins the Super Bowl in 3 decades. He's the only player to do that.
Right.
He joins Peyton Manning as the only other quarterback to lead 2 different teams to a Super Bowl championship. It's insane. It's crazy. The guy just continues to rack up. I mean, just when you think he can't accomplish more, the legend continues to grow and grow and grow. Not only that, the most Super Bowls won by any franchise is New England and Pittsburgh. Each organization has won 6 Super Bowls.
Right.
Tom Brady has won 7.
Yes. He has more than both those franchises now. It is incredible. And like I said earlier, it's one of those things where we're watching it, and you may feel one way or another, you have your thoughts about Tom Brady, but really what you're seeing is the greatest career in NFL history.
No doubt about it. We talked about it on the show that, you know, for guys like us who grew up watching Joe Montana, it was always Joe Montana, Joe Montana, Joe Montana. And even up maybe until last night it was Joe Montana, even though, let's be honest, it's probably been Tom Brady for some years. And look, if it, if you don't realize it after last night, then you're just fooling yourself. You know, the greatest quarterback ever to play the game is Tom Brady. And you can talk about Spygate, you can talk about Deflategate, you can be tired of Tom Brady and his wife and how cute they are and just everything, the, and TB12 and the diet. Look, let's be honest, greatest quarterback ever to play the game.
Dude's 43 years old, man, and he's out there killing it. Just killing it.
Right. I mean, you can be tired of him, but let's at least be honest about it, though, too.
Right. That's the thing. That's absolutely the thing. I got to be honest, too. I guess it was on Friday. It was on Friday when you heard about the Britt Reed accident and everything. And I swear, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, man, Kansas City's in trouble. I don't care what they say and everything else. That, I think that had to have some kind of impact, don't you think, on Andy Reid?
I got to believe it. Andy Reid denied that and stuff. But, I mean, that's a tragic accident. It sounds like at the fault of his son who's had issues in the past. And the first thing I thought about was the whole Joe Philbin thing over.
Exactly. Exactly right. It's exactly what I thought about, too. And I'm not going to say that, you know, was the reason, but it had to have an effect. I mean, you know, got to be thinking about that during the game. But, yeah, it's totally unfortunate for sure. But getting back to Tom Brady, it'll be interesting to see. Well, he says he's coming back, so if he does, that will be interesting to see what he's able to accomplish next year and what kind of team they decide to have. I mean, to me, Lavonte David is a free agent. You know, he and Devin White make up one of the best linebacking cores in the game. And I would suspect that Lavonte David, even though he's been around for a while, I think this is his ninth year, I would suspect he's going to get a lot of interest in the offseason. And I think the Packers ought to have a lot of interest in taking a look at him because, I mean, he's coming off a huge contract, but that doesn't mean, you know, his next one has to be that big because of his age and everything else. But that's something I think to look at.
Well, what is he now? After last night, what is he?
A Super Bowl champ.
And what did Martellus Bennett say about Super Bowl champs?
You overpay for Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, so I don't know about less money or what have you. So we'll have to see how that plays out. And, again, he may want to stay in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay may want him, and we don't know where the cap is going to go. But certainly the Packers could use some defensive upgrades, linebacker upgrades, no doubt about that. I would agree with you 100% on that.
Man, I'm telling you, if you don't look at this team – I mean, just thinking, he comes in here, no offseason, you know, new offense, new teammates, and everything else, and they win the Super Bowl. But he didn't do it by himself. They had a great defense.
Nope.
They had a great defense all year. And if that doesn't tell you something, you just start paying attention to the defense.
Well, oddly enough, we had this conversation about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, leading into the Super Bowl. Number one defenses versus number one offenses.
Sure.
Do defenses win championships, or is that now overrated? Is that overstated? Well, what should we really be talking about? The Tampa Bay defense probably is not getting as much run today as it should be for what they did to Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Everybody will still be talking about Tom Brady and winning his fifth MVP, seventh Super Bowl, three touchdown passes, how he's got that great rapport, as I love to call it, with Gronk. But not enough conversation is going to be put on the Tampa Bay defense and the 29 pressures and the double-digit knockdowns and the three sacks.
Yeah.
I mean, they put up 31 points, but they also held Patrick Mahomes to no touchdowns. Who should be getting talked about today?
Exactly.
You know, that Bucs defense.
201 passing yards. The over-under on Mahomes' passing yards going into the game set by Vegas was like 328. So they held him way under that. So an impressive performance, to say the least, but one that surprised me. Well, now we have a long off season, but there will be plenty to talk about. Packers have a new defense coordinator, reportedly. We don't have the official word on that yet. Matt LaFleur, I think, has a big sales job to do with that decision. Joe Barry, we'll talk more about that as the week goes on, I'm sure. And lots more to do with the Green Bay Packers and the National Football League, as always. And opening day just 52 days away. Thanks, Rook. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the Bill and Rookie Experience. And we hope to see you there as well, starting at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.